Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees.
NW3WXN, Mike Whiskey 3 Whiskey, X-ray November is listening.
WB80 monitoring.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
WB8E monitor.
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
It's AB8 Lance. Was that you, Lance? AB8BY, I think I got the call. Good morning.
Yeah, that's here. I just had to get to work.
I'll tell you what, strange weather pattern. The rain started at, what, about 6:15. The dog woke me up at 3. I've been up since 3. I'm going to take a nap. Anyway, other than that, how you been?
Not too bad hanging in there. But, you know, I had a rough time sleeping last night, too. I feel like I got punched in the arm for some reason. It's just, constant dull pain. It's like, geez, just keep you up.
I'll be darned. No, I slept like I had money in the bank till the dog got me up. And she went right back to sleep. She's really old. I can't fault her. Other than that, nothing else going on. Went on the GM repeater. Somebody ties it in, I think, with the Kansas City repeater. And Kansas City wide. Checked into their net. Unfortunately, the usage of the frequencies has really decreased, and you have to shop around to find somebody to talk to.
Yeah, there's not as much on the morning drive nets that we used to do, kind of the double nickel and everything. But the Kansas City wide, that's a few
but it comes through on the GM 2-liter, I believe, yeah. So, anyway, you can always drop in there. I really enjoy Fusion. A lot of people are against it. A lot of people are against FT8, you know, that sort of thing. A lot of people buy the equipment and don't use it. You had an interesting topic. What did you think about school food? And I said, I'm 82 years old. I don't remember, you know, school cafeteria food. At my age, nobody ate recreational food, as I call it. You know, let's go out to eat. Let's have our food delivered to our house. Let's go out and pick up our groceries at, you know, the drive-through at Kroger. We never had any of that. You know, you just ate to survive. Only time we ate out when I was a kid was at funerals or weddings. Being of Polish descent, you always had a party, either when you got married or you died.
Yeah, it's, my school was, depending on which school I was at, my elementary school, it was, they had really good food. It was all handmade, and they were making their own, like, hamburger buns and everything. It was full-on kitchen snack for elementary school, and then go to middle school, and they order in McDonald's, and on Wednesday they order in Little Caesars. big difference, but, I really hated the cafeteria in high school. I don't think I think I brought my lunch every day until my senior year. We were allowed to leave for lunch, so I'd run home, make lunch at home, and then come back.
Yeah, I mean, food is such a part of our social fabric nowadays. I think is what I'm getting at, Lance. You know, I don't go out and eat that much. Charlene and I never did. It's just because the way we were brought up. And when I went in the Navy, I loved Navy Chow. A lot of people have bad memories about military food. Of course, I was in peacetime. And, you know, I really enjoyed the food. And even when I worked for Sears, they had an employee cafeteria. And they made their own soups. And, oh, just phenomenal food. But those days are gone. I don't think people even brown bag it that much anymore.
Yeah, it depends on what's going on. I try to bring a lunch when I can, but I don't know. I've been more and more lazy lately, and just going to the cafeteria. My old role at my job, we used to get, every time we get supplier lunches 5 days a week, college was, they had good food, but it got old fast, kind of the same cycle, and it's like, I don't want to eat that again.
WBAE, I take it where you work, you said they have a cafeteria there? Is that brought in food or cooked on premises?
I believe it's cooked on premises. They've got a kitchen there, and they've got a couple different little buffet kind of deals, and you can a salad bar, and somebody making like hot sandwiches, and then they have like a and the one side is kind of, you know,
I'll be
whatever.
Darned, I didn't think that's still going on. Where do
they
work?
Half of the day, and then they've got pizzas and whatever, but it's not too bad. We had Aramark, and then when Aramark got kicked out of the prisons, they decided that they've had enough of Aramark. You know, it's not good enough for the prisons, it's not good enough for us.
You dropped out there for a while, and I doubled on you momentarily. Where do you work?
I'm at Chrysler Tech Center.
Oh, okay. I know they're going to have layoffs, or hopefully you don't get nailed, my friend. It always happens before election time. Like today, I was trying to catch up on the weather, and they're talking about the stock market. This has been going on every election cycle. You know, the end of the world. You know, everything dropped. Everybody lost money. Next week, they'll get it back.
Anyway, yeah, I survived the first round. Hoping they don't do one in our realm for the second round. But they've been doing the voluntary separation things, and they've been doing those since, just 3 or 4 years now. They've just been keep rolling them out, keep bringing more and more people into it, and now they started adding on the month's pay. So when my last one was 3 months, now they're offering me 4 months.
Yeah, the auto industry's funny. You know, don't forget at my age, everybody except me went to work for the big three. And, all my friends, all East Side Polacks and Italians and all that, you know, everybody went with the big three and worked their asses off, really did. Got time off to go deer hunting, you know, get time off to do your hunting and fishing. But it gave you money to buy a small boat or a new deer rifle or go up to the UP deer hunting. You don't hear much of that going on too much nowadays. Now you have dual incomes, husband and wife work, you got to pay for child care, as mentioned, eat out. And when you stop and think about it, if you cut out all the frills in life, you know, one vehicle instead of two, home cooking. Do you really need two jobs in the house anymore? Really? I'm talking about living like an immigrant, living in reality.
Yeah, I got one income and part of my pay going to the other half. So, yeah, I guess it can be done, but the frills you want to have in life.
WPAD. Yeah, I don't mean to be bitter. It's just an observation in life. That's what I like about our good friend Don WAAD. He said, when you get older, you can observe.
Yeah, he's the old and wise.
Well, I just finished my second cup of tea. It goes through me. You have a great day. Nice to talking with you again, Lance. And stay safe, my friend. 73 from WP80.
Yep, we'll do 73.
80-81. NAKCP. Good morning. NAKPP.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Rain, 65 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Rain, 64 degrees.
NAKPP.
Holy crap.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Rain, 62 degrees.
They say if you're a duck, an AKPP.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 64 degrees.
WBAE monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Rain. 63 degrees.
KFAS Mobile. KFABDT missed that there, mobile, wasn't sure who you were calling. KFABDT, standing on the side.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Rain, 60 degrees.
NAKBB, West Mobile.
Me too, but I voted. I'm proud of you. Good for you. Yeah, it's Hall Road. I'm probably, I take that back. I'm driving 35 miles an hour down Hall Road. It's raining so hard up here. Chris, you're probably pretty close to it too. It wasn't real bad when I left the house, but it was raining, and now it's almost stopped. There's just a little tiny drizzle. So, it's probably going to let up on you.
Well, the weather report from Rochester Hills is it's raining pretty hard over there. So, I was just listening on the other band, and Jack was talking, saying it's still raining pretty hard up there. So, other than that, how are you doing with what we were talking about?
I'm not sure. Probably brain fart here.
Well, yeah, you're shot.
I mean, if you're referring to the other day when I was having the trouble with my sugar going, oh, yeah, I think that was just a bad sensor, I think, and I was just, you know, freaking out about it. There's no indication that I was low.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I was curious. So, I saw you on the thing last night, but we are so busy lately. I got so many things going on, so many irons in the fire, and trying to get ready for September. So, just haven't had time to do much of anything. Although, I did finally get out on the water a little bit on Sunday, which was nice. So, finally got a chance to breathe. But other than that, not too much. Playing around with my little XPR, getting All-Star to work with it. So I found out something cool. GPIO sensors don't mean what GPIO sensors mean in the code plug. They have to translate to something. But I got it to work, so I was pretty proud of myself. But that pinging on and off yesterday on the GMRS. That was me. I didn't realize that if you change it to another channel, it transmits, untransmits, transmits, untransmits because of the repeater hang time. So I thought, oops. So I have to make sure that doesn't happen again. And I got to get a hold of Chris because I told one of the guys from breakfast I'd look into getting him a decent radio. So I got to get a hold of him and see if he's got another one. So I have yet to reach out. So that's on my agenda. Maybe I'll do that today. Man, all of a sudden I got to my next stop and the rain picked up big time. Darn you, you cursed me. No, you brought it up. On for a while, listening to all the forecasts. My buddies at the other side of the state, you know, that department that I help out once in a while, they actually chased the tornado around for a little bit this morning. It never touched. They saw it. It was in the sky, but it never touched. So they got lucky. But, yeah, they had warnings and stuff first thing in the morning. So, but they saw it. They chased it for a little bit, and then it just went back up in the clouds where it belonged. So, all is well, but they did get a significant amount of rain, a lot of localized flooding, and they usually don't get localized flooding over there because everything on that side of the state is sand, so the water usually dissipates pretty quick. But nonetheless, it was pretty significant when I was over there. Here, I think we're just getting torrential downpours, which is all good.
Man, the street right in front of my house is just absolutely horrible, just all craters. Little crater lakes right now. The rest of the street's fine, but right in front of my house is just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll fix it for you. You're on a gravel road, right? Or I thought you said you were.
Yep, gravel road. And like I say, it's weird because the water's pooling up right at the bottom of my driveway. And then my neighbor across the street, they got a big pool in front of their house. Nothing in front of their drive, but I'm going to have to do something here. I don't know what, maybe get some crushed stone down there at the bottom, try to get it to roll past, dump into the grass. I have a culvert at the east side of my property, but, you know, it's like, you know, it just drains. My property slopes that way, and it just drains to that culvert, but there really isn't a culvert right in front of my house, but the grass naturally, you know, the water naturally wants to roll there, so.
Money will fix it. You know, they'll come over with some gravel and elevate you a little bit and force the water towards the culvert, so maybe that'll be the situation. You'll get lucky, so you won't have to buy the gravel. Let them, heck, they got stockpiles of it, and they got big enough trucks, they could probably have it done in short order, you know, in and out of there in no time at all. We just get the water to roll towards the, you know, the drain, get it away from you. But then again, this is kind of like epic rain, you know, that we've had, especially this summer. Marion said that this morning. I don't ever remember a summer like this with this much water. And she said last year was pretty wet, but I don't recall it. You must be doing something. I did see that ad for that tester. Oh my gosh. Although when he had the all the different brands that it did, it was pretty impressive. If you said that, you know, you had told me some of those options were, you know, $2,000 a pop, $2,500 a pop, and they had almost all of them. So somebody was into that real deep, that automatic line and tuner box.
This is unbelievable.
I figured something happened.
Well, I jump all I can, and this looks like the best break I'm going to get in the rain, and you never came back. And after that, it just started pouring after I said that, but I wouldn't be engaged in a conversation because, you know, if I get my break, I want to... And I've been sitting here ever since, and it's just...
KF8BWP, this is KE8ORD. KF8BWP, this is KE8ORD.
And 8KPP.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
WAEAP.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
WATRC, WATRC from N8OML. WATRC, WATRC from N8OML.
Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 64 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear. 62 degrees.